Today my voice is not good, I sound like a transsexual, but I will try to do my best because I believe we have an important topic, and it's the time trader. Something that people believe is that they need to think about money, but in reality what we need to think is about time. And when you base your understanding of wealth around time, you start to make more money and it becomes easier. I want you to picture this example. Imagine that you're going to use Facebook or Instagram and you have to pay 30 soles per hour. Imagine for each hour that you're using the social media, you have to pay 30 soles. Can you imagine how people will use it? I mean, they will enter, post as fast as possible and leave. They will do it in less than 5 or 10 minutes. And you know how I know that? Because long time ago, internet has a cost. Long time ago, we used to pay internet by minutes. So people use internet as fast as possible and then they left. So that's the way that we should use social media. We need to understand that it's true that we don't pay per hour, but we are paying with our time, and each hour of our time is worth it more than 30 soles. Even if you are not working now, the potential of things that you are doing now in 1 hour have more value than 30 soles. So that's why we need to use social media in a way that allow us to recover time and to promote and spread our message. Just to give you an idea. For example, if I post something on social media, it's because I want my personal brand to be seen in front of 500 people, in front of 5,000 people. So instead of going and talking one by one, I'm shortcutting the time by using this platform, not the other way around. And once that you start using social media as a tool, you move from a distraction to action. Now you are taking action, moving towards the goal that you want to achieve. So that's going to be today's episode, how to become a time master trader, how to trade time in the best way as possible. And you know why I got inspiration for this episode? Because this last weekend I had a gathering with my people from the university. And there was a couple, and they were complaining that the woman had to clean the apartment and that the man doesn't want to help her. And I asked them, do you work? And both of them are working. And then I asked, why don't you hire a housekeeper? And they were like, oh, I don't know. So that's the thing. It's like, we love to do things, but sometimes we forget that we just can buy cheaper time and we can sell our time more expensive. We're going to check that. This episode potentially could be one of the most important of the year. That's why I'm recording it even with this fucking voice. But also you can be sure that I will record it in Spanish maybe in 5 days or 6 days. So stay tuned to the YouTube channel. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to increase the level of your life, the quality of your life, you can go to the website and spread the word. Tell your people to go to Uncle Valeta on Google Podcasts and Spotify. So now to understand this idea of the time trader, how to trade your time, I want you to picture the exchange house, la casa de cambio. Here in Peru, we call el cambista, right? La casa de cambio. What is the business model of exchange house? It's simple. It's buying dollars as cheap as possible and selling dollars as expensive as possible. Easy. That's the business. We have to do the same, but we will replace. We are not buying and selling dollars. We are buying and selling time. Okay? The question, I understand what is the question. It's like, who is going to be dumb enough to sell me cheap time, and who is going to be dumb enough to sell me, to buy me expensive time? And here is the deal, that there are different cases. For people, time is worth it in a different value, and some activities are more enjoyable by other people than others. So that's how you can access to cheap time. I will give you 3 cases. For example, my mother, she loved to do Excel charts, quadros Excel. She loved, that's her thing. Like, she could be like 8 hours doing Excel chart. She loved to have everything organized. So she helped me to have the track of my customers. She does that because she loved it and I pay her, but it's something that while she enjoyed doing, I hate doing. So you will be surprised how many people love to do the activities that you hate. That's why always there is a phrase in English that is, you need to eat your frog. So you need to do the things that you dislike. But also you can find other people that want to do those activities. And that is your main task. I can tell you, your life will be so much easier if you have the intention every day to find who is the person that will enjoy doing that thing that I hate. That is the first people that you can buy cheap time. The second is people with expertise. I have told you many times about my friend Renzo. He do the importation for me. Whenever I want to import products, I just call him and I know that in 40 minutes he can do the paperwork that will take me more than 2 weeks for me. Also, I have my friend Pamela that she also do all the paperwork here in Lima. So finding people that have the expertise is going to reduce the time. For them, it takes 40 minutes. So you are paying 40 minutes of their time instead of you spending 2 weeks of your time and also the potential distraction. And the other person who can sell you cheap time is people who have a lot of available time or people who have empty slots of time. No empty slots, empty slots. The case of the man who walked my dog Armando. The guy who walks Armando, between the two walks, he has like 2 or 3 hours that he has nothing to do. So in those hours, whenever I can find some activities like a delivery, maybe taking some things, doing some paperwork or something, or editing my website, I tell him, hey, do you want to do this? And I pay him an extra thing. He's using some time that was going to go to waste, and we are monetizing that. And interesting enough, if you want to understand this thing of buying cheap time, I want you to go back in time and study the story of Henry Ford. Henry Ford was the pioneer of the assembly line, de la línea de ensamblaje. What he did was increase the productivity of his employees. And they said in the story is that employees from earning 50 cents an hour, they started to earn $5 an hour. And why? Because he made the employees so productive that the $5 that he was paying was worth it, the amount of money, because he was making them produce more than $5, $10, $20, $30. So that's what you want to do. You want to find the best people that are capable to do the task, so the money that you are paying or the time that you are saving is worth it. So that is the first one, buying cheap time. There are many other options, but basically I want you to remember those three. Is buy time to people that enjoy the activity, people that know how to do the activity fast, and people that have a lot of extra time. Interesting, I was forgetting the most important ones, mentors. Mentors also is a cheap way to buy time. For example, a person to be like a professional or a elite mentor has to spend at least like between 5,000 and 10,000 hours doing something. Instead of you spending the same amount of time, you can just hire this person. So this person will show you all the shortcuts that are available to achieve the goal faster. That's why people hire mentors for business, for fitness, for different topics. I do exercise with my training partner Jaime, and he spent like 2 hours per day researching about exercise and new trends related to fitness. So when we are training, while we do the exercise, I am learning also. So instead of me doing research 2 hours about fitness, I just work out with him, and I know that he's going to teach me all the new tricks, all the new techniques to do bench press, the new techniques to do an exercise. So you want to find the mentor in the area that you want to improve, and you will be surprised. For example, the mentor of Mark Zuckerberg was Steve Jobs. All these big personalities that you know, they had a mentor. So finding a mentor is as important as finding a person who wants to eat your frogs. A mentor will make your life easier and more productive. You are buying years of life. Let's go to the next part, that is how to sell your time expensive. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to buy my audiobooks, Cómo Dejar de Ser Una Putita y La Eyaculación Eterna, where I explain you how to monetize your passion, you can go to my personal WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. Okay, how to sell your time expensive. First, you need to develop the skill that will reward you the most. What is that thing that if you do that activity, you can make more money? There are many things that we know how to do, but there are some things that are easy to monetize. In my case, for example, is podcasting, branding, selling, and finding arbitrage. What is arbitrage? Finding cheap things and sell them expensive. That's my deal. Those four activities are the ones that I know that if I spend time doing them, I will make as much money as possible. You need to find what are those activities. It's going to vary on each person, but you need to find those two, three, or four activities that give you the most money. That is the first condition, finding your core activities. The second is, who will pay the most money for this activity? And this is so interesting. The right person will pay the right time. Let's say that I want to sell my Volkswagen Escarabajo, just to give you a case. If I want to sell my Volkswagen Escarabajo to a random person, maybe they will say, no, that's the value of that is zero. I don't want to pay you for that. If I go to a car dealership, they will say, okay, maybe I can offer you $400. If I find a person who loves Escarabajo, they can pay me $2,000 for that car. And if you ask me what is the value of my Escarabajo, I can tell you I cannot sell that shit because that's the memory. That's my father's memory. And that's the thing. The right person will pay the right price. You have to do the same. Who is willing to pay for each hour of your time as much as possible? And this is a game that will never end because sometimes you think, I remember when I used to charge 100 soles per hour, I was like, wow, people are willing to pay me. Then I went to 500 soles. Now I have coaching one-to-one in 1,000 soles per hour. And sometimes people buy it and they're like, wow, people buy 1,000 soles. It's not something that happens every day, but sometimes happen. So that's the thing is like, who is willing to find? You need to create an avatar. How this person look like? And try to look more people similar to them. And that is the second step. If you want to scale and make this even better, we need to do something that is called productize your service. And by the way, that was going to be today's episode, how to productize your service, but it was too narrow the topic, so I wanted to zoom out to at the end come to this topic. What is productize your service? It's also known as AKA, as creating system. Is when you start shifting from selling labor to selling solution. Now you don't sell your time, you sell the outcome, you sell the result. And here is the deal. You need to build once the system, and then you can sell it to many people at the same time. And I can tell you this, I can assure you, that the professional that uses systems to promote his service is going to win this professional that just sells his time. Why? Because when you use system, you can use technology and other people leverage to deliver the same result. And if you, I mean, I'm not going to expand myself how to create a system today, but I can tell you, the trick is always, what are those repetitive activities and try to find a way that the activities can be done by itself. How this repetitive activity can be done by itself, or maybe I can train someone or use a technology that do that specific part so you can jump to a more complex problem. And that's the difference. It's like, while the average professional always is fixing, let's say that you are a guitar teacher, because I have a customer that is a guitar teacher, and every day he explained the same lesson 30 minutes, 40 minutes per day. Okay, you can do a video about that. So you save those 40 minutes, and now you can teach another thing extra. So don't repeat. We have the phrase. You know this phrase. Don't repeat like webinars to the activities. Okay, that's the same. How can we do to always allocate our time to fix more difficult problems, harder problems? Okay, the next one. Just the last golden nuggets to wrap this podcast because my voice is disappearing. But the last golden nuggets are successful people move faster. No, 2 times, 3 times faster, but 10% faster. And they know when to stop doing something. I had a reunion this Saturday with my people. We finished the reunion at 4 a.m. That was too much. I mean, the reunion was so fucking good. But next time I know I have to start the reunion earlier and finish the reunion early. Why? Because I want to take advantage of my Sunday. It's the same thing, having time with your friends, but start at the right time, finish at the right time. We need to apply that. If you have a date with your girlfriend, you don't need to spend 10 hours with her. You can spend 3 hours, 4 hours of quality time instead of 10 hours and just maybe meet with her once per week or twice per week, no more. More time is not making the relationship better, but it's distracting your life. The next one, and this is the core and Cobalta tip here. Whenever you are selling your time, you need to get more than just money. That will surprise you. But even when I sell my coaching one-to-one, I don't accept people that come from relationship advice because I know those people are not good or potential business partners for me. I only accept coaching related to business or personal brand. You need to do the same. Always, what extra are you getting? For example, if you become a gym seller, un vendedor de gimnasio, you are getting contacts. If you are working in a restaurant and you are preparing food, you are building a skill. If you are working in a company and they give you a car and gasoline, you have resources extra. If you work as a host, as a secretary, and in a gym, you have free time. So between each person that is coming, you have time to study something extra. If you are working, for example, I have a friend that he's selling cars for Suzuki, and he doesn't need to be in the office. He can just work online. So he's making the money, but also he have lifestyle. That is also an extra value. Always try to get that extra, more than the money. Why? Because that extra is going to compound, and that's how you increase your value, with these little extra hacks. And well, last thing, just to wrap. Also, when we talk about saving times, we can buy things that allow us to save time. My puticleta, my electric bicycle, that should save me a lot of time. Especially when there is traffic. When there is traffic, I can just take my puticleta, move using the little streets, and I can go to my destiny fast. That is something that saved me a lot of time. Not only that, my puticleta, I don't need to worry about where to park it. Always there's going to be a corner where you can just drop the puticleta. So that's the thing. What are the things that allow you to save time? Also, a good setup. When I want to record my podcast, it's like I just need to press record. Why? The microphone is already connected. I have one microphone in each house. So if I am in the other house or in this one, I just press record. I don't need to, where is the microphone? No. You want always the setup to work for your business to be ready to go. And the last thing, just to wrap this, I was listening to this guy, this black guy, Golden Myron, or Myron Golden. And he said this, you don't need to be a workaholic. You know what is a workaholic? A person that works too much. But also he talked about hardcoholic. Who is hardcoholic? The people who love to do the things in the hard way. Because they think it's rewarding. They think they are more valuable if they work more for the same thing. And it's not the truth. People only care about the results. So always try to ask yourself, what is the most efficient path that we can take? The path of less resistance to offer value to our customers. Well, I don't know how this podcast is going to sound. I hope that not too bad. But I can tell you that these things that I have mentioned today are simple but will improve the quality of your life. Once that you master this game of trading your time, you will realize that each time you can trade your time for more money and each time you can buy time for cheap and for less amount of money. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, if you want to contact me, +51 9890 23 986. See you on the next episode.